Harper Audio presents the Leaphorn and She audio trilogy, featuring Skinwalkers, Thief of Time, and Coyote Waits, each written and read by Tony Hillerman. Included at the end, an excerpt from Tony Hillerman's memoir, Seldom Disappointed, also read by Tony Hillerman. And now, here is Skinwalkers.
When the cat came through the little trap door at the bottom of the screen, it made a clack-clack sound. Jim Chi had been turning uneasily on the narrow bed, pressing himself against the metal tubes that braced the aluminum skin of his trailer. He sorted out the bed clothing, uneasy about the cat. What had chased it in? But in a moment he was fully awake, and the uneasiness gave way to thoughts about tomorrow. Today, actually, since it must be well after midnight. Today he and Jay Kennedy would go out and arrest Roosevelt Bisti. Not a complicated job, but unpleasant enough to cause you to change the subject of his thinking again. He thought about the cat. What had frightened it? The coyote, maybe. Or what? Obviously something the cat considered a threat. The cat had appeared last winter, finding itself a sort of a den under a juniper east of Chi's trailer. During the spring, she had formed a habit of leaving out table scraps to feed it after heavy snows. Then, one afternoon when there was nothing else to do, he had removed the door, hacksawed out a cat-sized rectangle through its bottom frame, and attached a plywood flap, using leather hinges and miracle glue. He had done it on a whim, partly to see if this ultra-cautious cat could be taught to use it. Chi's interest had been curiosity. The cat had been owned by someone. It was skinny now, with a long scar over its ribs and a patch of fur missing from its right leg. But it had a purebred look. Could such an animal bred and raised by the white men, call up enough of its hunting instincts to survive in the Navajo world? Chi's curiosity gradually turned to admiration. By early summer, the animal had accumulated wisdom with its scar tissue. It stopped trying to hunt prairie dogs, concentrated on small rodents and birds. It learned how to hide, how to escape. It learned how to endure. It also learned to use the water bowl she had left inside his trailer rather than make the long climb down to the river. But it had come inside at night only once before, driven in by a pack of dogs that had flushed it out of its den. She looked around the trailer, too dark to see where the cat had gone.